Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing for Wednesday, the 22nd of Menachem Av. We're in Chapter 5 of Beitzah, Mishnah 5. Hey, hagahelet, a coal, kerugle habailim. It has the tchum on Shabbat and Yom Tov, like the one who owns the coal. Now the Mishnah contrasts this, v'hashalhevet, the flame itself, just the flame, b'chol makom. That can go anywhere. So, as we mentioned, we don't light a new flame on Yom Tov, but someone can take an existing flame on his own candle or his own lamp and then take it wherever he could take it. So you could take Reuven's flame out of Reuven's tehum, as long as it's still in your tehum, of the item that you're carrying it on the candle or whatnot. Gahelet shel hekdesh molin ba. Somebody who makes use of the burning coals that belong to the temple, they belong to hekdesh, they're kadosh, he has committed a crime of me'ila. And he has to pay back the value of the benefit plus a chumash as a fine and bring an asham. It's eser deraisa, v'shal hevet. But if he enjoys the flame without the coal, lo nechanen, lo molin. He is not really enjoying and he's not really committing me'ila. Now this lashon lo nechanen means one should not, on a rabbinical level, it's like me'ila de rabbanan. On a rabbinical level, one should not take benefit from the flame. You don't use the flames in the Mizbeach to light your personal candles, but if one did so, he does not commit the biblical prohibition of Me'ila. Again, because the flame without the fuel source is intangible. Similarly, Hamotzi Gachelet L'Shut L'Rabim, someone takes out a burning coal into the public street on Shabbos, Chayiv, he has done Hotzah D'Raisa, V'Shal Hevet Potter, he takes out the flame, he's Potter. For example, one fans the flame into the public domain, or he's like one of those fire blowers at the circus. He blows the flame without mamashas, just the flame. He's potter. He's not really moving anything physical. Bor shel yachid. Now, another area of tchumin concern is if you fill up water at the well. Well, if this is a bor shel yachid, the well belonging to an individual, karagli hayachid, it belongs to that owner of that well. Shel anche otair, if the well is the community well, the city well, kiragli anshe otair, it goes by the city. So that would be the default tchum of the city is the city limits plus 2,000 amot in all directions. Sha'ole bavel, now the specific wells that were dug for the pilgrims coming to Yerushalayim, from Bavel to Yerushalayim, to be ole regel, to come for the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, kiragli mamole. That goes after whoever filled the water from that well can take it anywhere he can go. The reason is this water was made hefker, was made ownerless, for the sake for anyone to be able to use it to get to Yerushalayim. The Mishnah Vav has another application of Eruvin, Mishahayu Pirotov Be'ir Acheret. So his produce was in a different town. It was the next door town. The Eruvu B'nei Ota here, and people in that city where the produce is made an Eruv, Lahavi Etzlo Me Pirotov, to bring to the owner some of his produce. Lo yaviu lo. They actually can't bring it to him because it's his and it goes after his feet. And the Gemara explains this is where his peirot was given. Somebody gave him a corner of his house or a silo just to stick his peirot there, but didn't assume any responsibility or ownership. And if somebody was holding onto it for him and had assumed responsibility, had to replace it if it went missing, then technically that produce would belong to that person who's the shomer, who's the person who has full responsibility. And he could bring it. The Mishnah concludes, Im Arev Hu, if the original owner of the produce did make an Erev to go to the little village where his produce is sitting in someone's silo, Peirotav Kamohu. So his produce is like him. He could go there and get it, and people who made an Erev in the other direction, they could go bring it to him as well. Yeshar Kochachem, be well.